USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While welcoming farmers and ranchers at the White House, President Trump is predicting a big economic turnaround.
I think we're going to have a fantastic year next year. I think we will do very well in the fourth quarter, and I think the transition quarter, which is coming up, we're starting it very shortly in the third quarter. I think we'll see some very good numbers, beginning to see some great numbers in the fourth quarter.
Less than 24 hours after learning that President Trump is taking hydroxychloroquine, we learn that Vice President Mike Pence is not taking it. He tells Fox News that his physician hasn't recommended it. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the Treasury is acting as quick as they can to get $500 billion in CARES Act money out to taxpayers. Mnuchin saying he's working to get the money in a responsible manner out the door. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Reaction is coming into President Trump's revelation that he's taking an anti-malaria drug to protect himself from COVID-19. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Federal health officials, though, have been warning against using that medication to treat COVID-19, saying that it has not been scientifically proven to treat or prevent the infection. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she wasn't pleased to hear that the president's been taking it.
He's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientists, especially in his age group and in his weight group, but he's morbidly obese.
Now, the CDC doesn't actually use the term morbidly obese, but checking out WebMD, for the president to be morbidly obese, he would have to weigh 320 pounds, and at his last physical, he weighed 243 pounds. Walmart's online sales in the month of April were up 74%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A rare and needed bee has been discovered. Here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Researchers in Florida have rediscovered an ultra-rare metallic blue bee that hadn't been spotted in years, so long that experts weren't sure it still existed. A researcher at the Florida Museum of National History, Chase Kimmel, found a blue Calamintha bee on March 9th, according to releases from the museum. Since then, more of the elusive bees have been spotted, but efforts to research the insect have been curtailed by the coronavirus pandemic. The museum wrote, "It's the first time one had been spotted since 2016. The blue Calamintha bee, or Osmia calamenthae, has unusual facial hairs that are used to collect pollen. It's a unique insect for a number of reasons. It collects pollen on its face, relies on a threatened flowering plant, and is found primarily on Lake Wales Ridge, a central habitat in Florida. The 2019 Florida State Wildlife Action Plan lists the bee as a species of greatest conservation need. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
According to a new Gallup poll, Republican satisfaction about the country's direction are at their lowest level since 2017. Only 48% of Republican respondents said that in May they were satisfied with the direction of the country, which is down from 80% in February after the Senate acquitted President Trump in its impeachment trial. The poll does not provide reasons why respondents were not satisfied. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.